BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Lebanon's health ministry has said more than 50 people have been killed in Israeli strikes targeting Hezbollah in Lebanon on Sunday. It said at least 32 died in attacks in the southern Ain al-Delb area near Sidon and 21 more in the eastern Baalbek Hamel region. Overnight, an Israeli airstrike on the capital Beirut targeted an apartment building in the Kola district. Hugo Bashega reports from Beirut.
Israel says its offensive against Hezbollah will not stop. And this is proof of it. A massive airstrike on the eastern Bekaa Valley, one of 30 in just 1 hour. There were also fresh attacks on southern Beirut, the group's stronghold. One of them, this afternoon, happened shortly after we drove through Dahiyeh. Once Hezbollah's beating heart, it now looks like a ghost town. Streets are empty, shops closed, and people are still trying to flee, with some apparently living on foot.
The Israeli military has also carried out airstrikes in a Houthi-controlled area of Yemen. Projected results in Austria's general election indicate the far-right Freedom Party is heading for an unprecedented victory, though with no outright majority. The projections give the FPÖ 29% of the votes, 2% more than the Conservative People's Party. Here's Bethany Bell.
The Freedom Party leader, Herbert Kickl, has tapped into voter concerns about the economy, about rising prices and, crucially, about migration. He says he wants to build Fortress Austria to keep the migrants out. Forming a coalition government is likely to be very complicated because the other parties have all said they don't want to form an alliance that is led by Mr. Kickl. It's likely that all talks to form a government will take weeks, if not months.
The United Arab Emirates says the residence of its ambassador in Khartoum has been attacked by Sudanese army aircraft. There's been no word yet from Sudan's military. Andrew Ochieng reports.
In a statement, the UAE's Ministry of Foreign Affairs condemned the attack, calling it heinous, and said it would file a protest with various bodies, including the United Nations. The UAE has previously been accused of supplying arms to the Rapid Support Forces, which is fighting Sudan's army in a brutal civil war. Abu Dhabi has denied supporting the paramilitary group. Meanwhile, earlier on Sunday, the RSF said it would no longer negotiate with the army to end the conflict after it launched a major offensive to drive the group out of the capital, Khartoum. According to the UN, nearly 19,000 people have been killed and 10 million displaced since the conflict started 17 months ago.
World News from the BBC. The BBC has found that the fast food chain McDonald's failed to stop the exploitation of 9 men who'd been trafficked from the Czech Republic into the UK. The men all worked in the same branch of McDonald's and had their wages stolen by those who'd brought them into Britain. The company and its franchisees say they've taken action to help detect potential risks in future and are committed to helping every employee spot warning signs. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has vetoed a landmark artificial intelligence safety bill. The legislation could have provided some of the first regulations for AI models in the US. In a statement, Mr. Newsom said the bill applied stringent regulation to even the most basic functions. In football, Atletico Madrid scored deep in added time against Real Madrid to snatch a 1-1 draw at home in the Spanish League derby. The game was suspended for over 20 minutes in the second half after Atletico fans hurled objects onto the pitch following Real's goal. The American singer, songwriter and actor Kris Kristofferson has died aged 88. He played a major role in defining American country music in the 1970s. Many of his songs became classics. David Sillitoe reports.
Feeling good was easy, Lord.
Kris Kristofferson's Me and Bobby McGee. Its mix of country and the freewheeling spirit of the 60s made its rugged, charismatic songwriter a star. He was also in the 70s. One of Hollywood's leading actors in movies such as A Star Is Born, in which he played a star with a drink problem. But his passion was his life as a singer and songwriter.
Help me make it through the night.
BBC News.